Played all right. You know, I think I did some good things. Got our guys going, made some plays. But, you know, there's definitely going to be some things that we see tomorrow that are going to make us sick.
That pick being one there, what happened on that play there?
You know, Steve and I just misread it. You know, I was expecting to do something a little bit different. And, you know, corner came off off of Braylon, and he made a good play. I mean, it's a low ball. I was trying to put it low for Steve to make a play. And, you know, we just didn't read it right. We're on the same page. But, I mean, it's football, and, you know, that wasn't the only thing that cost us the game. There's a lot of different things that, you know, we could have done better, you know, when we got the ball in overtime and, you know, get points.
How about that, those overtime plays? Yeah, it looks like they got some more pressure on you then than throughout most of the rest of the game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure they were bringing more guys than we could block and trying to make some plays, you know, down the field, holding the ball a little bit longer. But, you know, we had a couple free guys and just got to make the plays. You know, those being a couple things that, you know, I'm probably going to be frustrated with tomorrow. But I think overall, I think guys, you know, can't knock the way the effort that was put out there today. Stuck together, played hard, you know, and give us, I mean, even though we lost, but it's something we build on and better than what we've been doing.
How about the way you played it? I'm sure you're on some throws. Back, were you pretty happy with the way you played it?
Never happy when we lose. Always think that I can, you know, do something better to help us win. It's just the way I do it. We'll see tomorrow. We'll see and decide whether it was good or bad.
You and Massaquai seem to have a pretty good day together. Just talk about him.
Yeah, I think Mo stepped up and played well, you know, being the first week, you know, really being involved in the game plan and, you know, making plays when they came to him. You know, was aggressive. I knew we got to be on the same page a couple of different situations that, you know, just not him not being, you know, playing with us, you know, a ton. Just communicate and be better.
He kind of talked about how his confidence kept growing throughout the course of the game. Did you have that same confidence with him throughout the game as he kept catching the ball for you?
Yeah, I mean, once we get him and Braylon going at the same time, you know, I think, you know, we can do a lot of different things. And I think the confidence of everybody out there I could feel it. You know, guys started, you know, okay, you know, this is how it's supposed to go. You know, we're moving the ball, you know, when we wanted to. You know, just didn't get points when we needed them.
Derek, after the way things have gone the first 3 weeks of the season, did you feel, you know, like you wanted to make a statement today?
Win. I mean, always, you know, I'm always, you know, like I said, trying to do what I can to help my guys win. And but I wasn't, you know, I made a point that I wasn't going to go out there and force things and, you know, manage the game, be smart, know the situations and play good football. And like I said, for the most part, I think I did it, but we'll see, you know, when I watch it tomorrow.
Derek, how disappointing is it when Josh has a return to get you down to about the 15 and you guys come away with 3 instead of 7?
Frustrating, but points are points. Anytime you get points, you're happy. You know, they're not a bad defense. You know, you got to give them credit. They played hard. You know, I can't say, obviously, can't get 7 points every time you get it down there. But, you know, we just got to make more plays when they come up.
What did they do to take Braylon out of the game?
I mean, they rolled through him a little bit, you know, put guys over the top of him. I don't know. We find a way, you know, when we see it, we figure out what, you know, ways to get him the ball and get him more involved. But we just, you know, keep chopping wood.
Did you get any pats on the back from the defense crossing the field and way to keep us off the field?
Yeah. I mean, it seemed like we got 3 plays and then we didn't play again until the second quarter. That was kind of frustrating. But I think our defense played unbelievable today. You know, for the most part, they, you know, they had some stuff, you know, early on in the first half. They had some struggles, but they, you know, tightened up and made big plays all through the second half and gave us a chance, you know, to win the ball game in overtime. Baby blocking field goals. I mean, all those guys, when they get going like that, you know, they're going to play well.
Derek, it's often said that there are no moral victories in the NFL. Does that not apply here today for you guys, considering where you were?
No, I mean, it applies. I mean, I wouldn't say that it applies to us. Like I said, we did good things and things to, you know, obviously to look at and be okay. You know, if we can continue to execute and do these things, we're going to win. We're going to win games, you know, and it's just, you know, keep going at it. But like I said, nobody's happy that we lost. You know, nobody's happy that we just went to overtime and, you know, played it to the last 10 seconds. That's not what we're here for.
How does Sean Rogers do those blocks?
I think, you know, part of it is, you know, I think going in, I pay attention during the special teams segments, but their kicker kicks the ball a little bit low. I think the first one, the snap was a little high. The kicker's, you know, a little bit off his rhythm, and he gets so much penetration being so big. And, I mean, he can jump, too. So, I mean, he just gets up there and gets his hands on the balls.
Yeah, the one you ran in, I'm sure it wasn't a design room, but what made you decide to finally keep it? And then on the interception, what did you see or not see?
We already talked about the interception, but no, I'll tell you again. The run, you know, wasn't a design run by any means. I pump fake, the guy turned his back to me. I just kind of kept going. And then on the pick, like I said, Steve and I had just a little miscommunication, and you know, it comes with, you know, seeing the same things, and I probably shouldn't have thrown it in there, but the guy made a good play too. I mean, I tried to throw it low for Steve, and he came off outside. But obviously, that's frustrating. Like I said earlier, it's. That wasn't the one thing. We had a lot of different opportunities, you know, that we could have got 3 points and gone home happy.
Did you see, from the sideline, did you see that draw unfolding with Palmer in overtime?
Yeah. I mean, I he did a good job. You know, I just give him credit for making a play when they needed it. But, yeah, like I said, our defense played well today, and it's frustrating.
The fight that Braylon got in, the little skirmish there, did that seem to spark you guys almost?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like we had momentum and we were, you know, playing well and moving the ball. But, I mean, I think it's obviously you don't want to go out there and fight. But, I mean, when guys are picking on our guys and guys are, you know, in situations, you kind of got to stand up for your teammates. And I'm not saying it's okay by any means. And I don't think Eric thinks it's okay. But, you know, we just got to be smart and do the right things.
Yeah. Last question to the Furry. Did you get a good look at him when he was crossing there in overtime? I mean, you got hit right up through it, but
what kind of? No. I mean, I saw him, but next thing you know, I was looking at the ceiling. it was open. We had a free guy. I knew we had a free guy, just trying to buy a little bit of time to, you know, let him run his route.
You had some passes that were right on, but they seemed to get on the receiver before that thing coming out of their break. What happens in that case?
I don't know what to tell you. No, I mean, I just, me throwing the ball, you know, trying to, you know, throw the ball on time and, you know, playing together. You know, guys, the more we play together, the more, you know, get used to when they come out of the break, the ball's there, and, you know, we'll get it. Obviously, those are some situations that, you know, I don't think guys are ready for the ball and it hit him in the face, but.
Is that the Royal one? Is that what you're talking
yeah,
about?
I don't know if Rob was quite ready for it, but, you know, as we, you know, play more together, he makes that play.
Derek, was there a point in the game today? You talked about just having 3 plays in the first quarter, a point maybe in the second quarter, third quarter, that you felt like, you know, you got the rust off and, hey, here we go. I'm starting to feel it.
Yeah, that drive in the third quarter, you know, I think that was our first drive. We went first and 20 and, you know, marched down and made some plays, and Mass made a couple big plays. And, I mean, it just, yeah, it takes a little while to get going, but for the most part, I felt good. The line, you know, a couple of sacks from my own 101, I scrambled out and it was my own fault. But, you know, I think the protection was good. They, you know, they're such a good pass rush team, and Odom, I don't think the only one he got me on is I turned right into it. But you know, yeah, a little bit.
Sitting these last 3 weeks, or not starting the previous 3 weeks, in retrospect, you had time to stop and think about things. Did that make you stronger? Did it change your mental aspect and allow you to go into now that you finally get a start in a better frame of mind and kind of maybe jump started you a little bit?
I don't think my frame of mind ever went by the wayside. Now, I felt that I had a good training camp. I felt that I did good things. And so I was confident, and like I always am, in my own abilities. And, you know, just continue to prepare. And, you know, and when I get in there, just try and be positive with the guys and give us a spark. And, you know, like I said, continue to do the right things.
Do you feel a little more appreciated here, you know, after the way things went the first 3 weeks, and then today you guys had a chance to win?
I don't know about that. I mean, we still lost. I mean, I don't know if you're talking about in the stadium or whatnot or on our team, but, you know, I feel like our guys have always had my back, you know, my teammates. And, you know, it's always nice to know when somebody's like, hey, you know, you played well, or, you know, nice throw. And, you know, that's just little stuff. And I try to do the same thing with those guys. You know, just it's always nice, you know, somebody's got your back.
Great. Thanks, guys.